it with a little crank and put it in a taco shell. Mix a little ground meat with a little shredded beef, drop acid and visit hell. Cause I gotta get me some ecstasy and a big ass jar of LSD. I gotta smoke that joint that's next to me and then I'll hit up the taco with
that. Welcome to the Taco Bells.
Hello.
I'm Lindsay.
I'm Courtney.
Whoop whoop, season two.
Woo!
Episode one. Y'all didn't know we were doing seasons.
Surprise!
Yeah, we're kicking it off.
We're both teachers. Beginning of the school year is rough, so we took a break.
So we eat a lot of Taco Bell secretly alone.
Yeah, we enjoyed our summer and then took a break.
At
the beginning of the school year, but now that it's almost spring break, we kind of have our life back.
We're ready to party.
Yeah.
And we just finished partying at Taco Bell.
We did.
So we've had the fries, the new nacho fries, a couple
multiple,
of times.
Multiple versions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last week we went, you didn't have them before last weekend, right?
No, that was the first time that
so we had them together. We just had the regular nacho fries.
Just fries that you dip in cheese.
How long are those out?
I don't know. It's I feel like it's a mid-month thing, right? Usually
it's probably this Thursday and they're done.
Yeah, like a 30-day thing. So that's what they did with the chicken chips, which R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. chicken chips.
Will they please come back? I know. I miss all the Taco Bell fried chicken.
I'm going to download some sound effects and it'll be like doo 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 doo.
Or like boo boo boo. Like taps.
Yes. Play taps to the chicken chips. I do not feel that way about the fries.
I don't either. I don't know what we haven't discussed our opinions yet, but I liked the I'm still stuck on the chips. Just the fries that you dipped in the cheese.
Yeah.
I liked those better than what I would call the loaded fries or what they call supreme Bel Grande fries.
I don't know. I think I might have liked the nacho fries supreme more. Mm-hmm. Because I liked the mix of cheese and sour cream, and I had to use a fork.
Yeah,
so I like that better.
The Bel Grande and the Supreme, which we learned the difference between Bel Grande and Supreme is just the amount of fries.
Yeah, you just get more.
So
in the Bel Grande
has more fries, but they also have tomatoes and sour cream and beef and cheese all on top of the fries. And you do have to eat them with a fork. You could eat the ones on the edges with your fingers.
I'm getting sick even thinking about it. I'm so full right now.
Yeah, I was actually so proud of Lindsay because she ate the most Taco Bell that I've ever seen her eat.
So full.
She ordered the Supreme fries, a Mexican pizza, and two soft tacos.
Let me tell you, if you're somebody who's eating clean for all of your meals.
It's another reason why we haven't podcast.
5 days a week, and then you decide, eat $12 worth of Taco Bell, right now, and, I feel like the microphone's going to pick up some nasty rumbling of my stomach by the end.
It's okay, because it'll be, the grossest show ever, because I'm having a sinus issue, so it'll be, me sniffing
and
in your stomach.
My Taco Bell coma heavy breathing, I ate too much.
There was one episode where we did. It was after we ate, too, where we had a lot of heavy breathing in the mic. Sorry.
The cheese cup was only half full last week.
That was my issue with the fries that we had last week was there was way the fries to cheese ratio was off. I needed a full cup. It was less. I'm going to say it was
stingy.
It was at half or less than half full.
Yeah.
Which when we opened it, we were with Lindsay's husband as well. And we all had the same reaction. Where's the rest of this cheese?
Yeah.
None of us did anything about it. And it's like that.
What are you going to come out?
Can I just
to the
have
counter?
More? It's not full. It reminds me of the time that we were at the state fair. I think about this all the time, and it's so stupid. But when we didn't do anything about the horrible mistake that the state fair made with their trivia, we were at this cake eating. We were looking at the cakes at the state fair.
Top five regrets in life.
It's I think about it honestly probably once a week. Why didn't you?
I think we were so shocked. We were so caught off guard.
So first of all, we were excited because we were looking at the cakes, and then they were having this little demonstration where
there were
they were cutting the cakes,
a ton of people in the audience.
And they were letting you taste the cake, And so we each, you know, get a slice of cake and we're talking and, you know, like watching this performance. And then they throw out this trivia, which I would have bet my life on. Yeah. I would have bet my salary. Yeah. I would have bet everything I own that I knew the answer to
this.
Yeah,
and it was like this old man who was like, what was the candy in E.T.? And then this woman raised her hand really quick and she said, Reese's Pieces.
And he said, wrong.
He goes, wrong.
And we looked at each other like, no.
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 And then somebody else raised their M&Ms. Hand and said M&Ms. And he said, was like, almost.
What kind?
Yeah.
What kind?
Peanut. Peanut. He's like, yes. So somebody won a prize.
For saying that the candy in E.T. was peanut M&Ms. And we immediately, we looked at each other like shocked. And then I said, I swear to God, it was Reese's Pieces. I would have put my life on it. We Google it. It's clearly Reese's Pieces. And then we just left
so
the auditorium.
So that is a lesson to everyone that you should really speak up when you see something that's wrong in life.
It's wrong. We just let it, we just let it happen.
So you think that that is the same as not speaking up about enough
but
cheese
like,
in
I
your
thought
cup.
About it afterwards. Like I could have, we could have just gone up there and been like, can you fill this up, please?
I feel like I was going for an, I don't know if this can be, an objective opinion. So I wasn't going to ask for more cheese because I wanted it the way they would serve it.
The fries.
Yeah, and then I could modify upon second time.
But I feel like that was also like the amount of cheese that they gave us. Like I don't know how to tell what standard because like with the Taco Bell that we had tonight, I decided to experiment and get something that I know comes with a side of cheese. So rather than going for like the full nachos, I got like chips. A side of chips and cheese.
Yeah.
And my cheese cup, while it was not full,
pretty
it was
full though.
Way fuller than...
Yeah.
It was a lot more full than the other place.
I felt like the Fries Supreme, which I'm currently regretting right now, they had pretty much the perfect amount of cheese, sour cream, and meat. It's just that it doesn't feel like it's Taco Bell. I kept saying, I feel like those fries taste like I was at Arby's, which isn't a bad thing. I like Arby's.
Totally.
I'm good with that.
And when we tried them the first time, I said these reminded me of 90s Dairy Queen fries.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because, like, 90s Dairy Queen fries were, like, heavily, they were, like, orange. Yeah. They were seasoned so much.
So we're going to Europe in a couple weeks. Not you and I, but Thor and I. And, so I was researching the menus, like, okay, what's the Taco Bell menu in London? What's the Taco Bell menu in Prague? Well, FYI, there is no Taco Bell in Prague. There's only one in Eastern Europe to begin with, I guess, or something. But so they also have the fries, but theirs were different.
What's on theirs?
So the UK menu said they're called cheesy fries. And I saw a picture, and it's like just like what you saw with my Fries Supreme, except it's just fries with cheese and sour cream. Like, I would have ordered that.
I would have ordered
good.
That, yeah.
Yeah, so it was, like, no tomatoes, no meat. And they call them cheesy fries. And then they had one called Fully Loaded Fries, which was beef, cheese, pico de gallo, and sour cream.
Okay.
Which is basically, like,
what you
pretty
had.
Close.
Yeah, pretty close.
So I feel stupid because I wrote this probably an hour ago. You came over. We were going. And then I was going to ask for pico on my...
Oh.
And then I totally forgot. Like, I was going to make the Fully Loaded Fries. And then in Romania at the Solo Taco Bell, they don't have the fries at all, I guess. Or I couldn't find them on the menu. Their menu was way different. Oh no, they had cheesy bacon fries.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
and
they're doing bacon all day. Well, I guess.
I don't know. And then they had a burrito and it was called the cheesy bacon fry burrito. And there was a picture and it was like fries in the burrito with bacon and cheese.
Oh.
So
kind of like our we have like the loaded potato griller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
So would you get the fries again?
No, probably not.
I probably wouldn't either. I made the comment of I'm like good. I feel like they were just heavier. And I feel like if I were to
Wait,
get them
I take
again,
it back.
If I was hammered,
totally drunk,
hammered, and needed something to settle my stomach, I would because
like. 2:30 in the morning meal. Yeah.
It was definitely heavier than like having like the Nacho Bel Grande, which is one of my standard favorites.
But being like 3 months sober over here, like I'm kind of a hard pass now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sober, but I would have to be hammered to get those again. Cause I just actually,
there's
I
other
also
things
like
I'd rather
the,
get.
There's other things I'd rather get. I would rather have the crunch of the chip, too. And there's something for me, I noticed, like, I guess I'm more of a fan of, like, the soggy corn chip than the soggy French fry.
Yeah.
Unless I'm at Henry's getting those cheese fries.
Yeah.
The happy hour gorgonzola cheese fries.
I just felt like it didn't feel like Taco Bell because I ate them first until I ate my other items.
Yeah.
Like it kind of could have been an anywhere kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the Taco Bell beef has the taste, has that distinctive taste. But
yeah,
I was highly satisfied with my meal. We took our little, well, Lindsay took the survey.
I always do tellthebell.com.
Yes.
And my name never gets chosen. I've done Tell the Bell for probably 25 years. Like when the internet got invented, I was doing Tell the Bell. I was calling that phone number. I've never been chosen.
But you have gotten us like Taco Bell perks in the past when you left when you made friends with Luca, the manager, who was like maybe 17.
I complain everywhere I go, though. Not to just be a complainer. Just, you know, I know it does sound terrible.
I just complain everywhere I go.
I just feel like a responsible amount of effective feedback is an important tool for someone to improve whatever it is they're trying to give. That's my political answer.
I feel like the older I get, like the less I have less patience for like people's like
bullshit. No more bullshit.
Like I like the I
and I want a full cup of cheese.
I want a full cup
Thank
of cheese.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Or like at the nail salon, I feel like the last couple times I've gotten my nails done, I've gotten in. I'm like the girl that gets in fights at nail salons now.
Hashtag first world problems.
I know, right? I'm like, can you not ruin my manicure experience with your like? My issue is I don't know what it is, but like people, the last two times I've been to the nail salon, I've experienced people like talking down to the gals that do the nails, which I have a huge problem with.
Yeah.
Like what kind of privilege do you think you have that makes that behavior acceptable?
When I go to the Taco Bell counter,
what privilege do I think I have to serve a full cup of cheese? No, I get it. I totally get it. But we're not
just saying it's like that, that like turning the mirror.
So you could be like the condescending. Well, I'm not sure if you knew that this cup wasn't full.
Oh my gosh.
But like, no. I would never do that. But
I'm willing to just throw down, because you looked it up, the extra 45 cents.
45
two
cents.
Bits,
yeah.
Two
yeah.
bits for yeah. some extra cheese.
Yeah. So now that we've experienced that there is some discretion with how much cheese is in a cup of cheese at Taco Bell, just throw down the extra 45 cents and get two cups, and then hopefully that will be, or three, or it's 45
but
cents.
It just kind of feels, this is me getting picky though. Okay, if you're going to pay a dollar for fries that come with the I don't know, mediocre cup of cheese, you're going to pay 50 cents for more cheese when all you really need is another half a cup.
Yeah.
Right,
but see, I will like eat that cheese with a spoon at the end of the meal.
That's
if
true.
There's some left
I can
over.
Totally put so it on I'll other find, stuff. You're right.
I'll find a use for that cheese. I'll dip the crust of whatever I have, or I'll just use my finger.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So,
okay,
yeah,
that's fair.
Agree. No, but yeah, got it.
I have a question for you. I have many questions for you.
Okay.
So, have you had breakfast at Taco Bell recently?
The last time I had breakfast at Taco Bell was with you.
God damn it.
Yep, and we went in before our hike because we were on our hiking kick.
Well, I wanted to know if you'd tried the naked egg taco. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I tried it before you did. You tried it at
it's still out? I thought it was a seasonal item like right now. Did I try it?
Yeah, you had it at that breakfast.
Clearly not memorable.
No, we both had it at that breakfast. We both did.
I don't even.
Oh my God, we had
no
it together.
We did went, you like it?
Yeah, I did.
Did I like it?
Yeah, you did. We both said that it was a little odd to hold because it's like an egg, so it's like it's kind of
ringing a bell.
It's kind of odd to hold.
No
and
pun
then,
intended.
Oh my God, I didn't even. My mind was working so hard to recreate. I feel like that whole Taco Bell experience, though, and I've brought it up many times. My whole experience was blown away by the amount of bleach that was in that restroom. Like
someone died there.
It was like they were covering up a murder.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And they were like, we're so happy to serve you today.
They
what
were,
else
the,
can
the
we
breakfast
get you?
Crew was so happy. Yeah. And there was that guy who was just walking around sweeping. There was nothing on the floor.
Like
except
for
like
us.
There was like four crumbs at the table that was next to us, which he didn't sweep. He was like sweeping everything but those crumbs.
How do you remember this?
I just remember that.
I don't even remember being at Taco Bell having breakfast.
Clearly, we both had that together. No, but then when you were filling out your survey today about what was the cleanliness of the restaurant like,
yeah.
It's just like, well, if that bathroom was indicative of what they usually have.
So it's not a seasonal item.
maybe that's something they're keeping around. I mean, we had that. When was that? That was in October. That was for our planning day because we had it. No, it wasn't a planning day. It was the in-service day because we went hiking.
Have you had the breakfast chalupa then?
And we no.
Well, okay. So maybe that's a seasonal item. Okay. I thought the naked egg taco was, but clearly not. If they're I just read an article about it yesterday.
We ate Taco Bell and then went on like a 14-mile hike.
Yeah. Hell yeah, we did.
Yeah. It's like a great
power up.
Fuel up. The coffee was good. I remember that. I got a coffee there. It was good. It was like good, strong. It was like.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good. And then we got the little bowl that I thought was going to be bigger.
Yeah, and I had the bowl. Oh, that's right. I do remember. Yeah. Yeah, so there's a breakfast chalupa that maybe that's a seasonal item. It's like for the people who are like not down with the naked egg taco, it's like.
I feel like for breakfast, though, I'd rather have, like, the gordita shell because it's a little bit lighter.
And I think that's an option, too.
Okay, because, like, a chalupa, when I hear chalupa is another item that I get when I'm hammered, like, because it's a fried shell. Like, I don't really get a chalupa unless I'm, like, pretty drunk.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever had a chalupa, to be honest. Or
in the good old days for the Blazer games when it was chalupa.
Oh, yeah,
chalupa,
I remember that.
When they'd score 100 points, you got a chalupa. Now you get, like, the McDonald's fry, and it's, like, not as fun to chant.
We never went to Taco Bell after a Blazers game when they won because the line was so long.
Oh, yeah, but you deal with it. You just deal with it. It's like I'm getting my free
chalupa.
True
fan.
It's, like, 99 cents. Yeah. Breakfast chalupa. Mm. So they give you, there's a meat choice clearly. So I'm just thinking about how heavy that sounds. Like sausage and chalupa shell, egg and chalupa shell, bacon and chalupa shell. It all sounds like that's all I'm going to eat for the whole day.
Well, some people want that.
I guess so. But I'm like, change, I mean, if
it sounded like a popular item when I read about it.
I could see that.
Well, is it still around? That's what I thought it was seasonal right now. Okay. So I just sort of assumed you would have had it. But
no.
I'm shocked. So you're going to have to look it up. Yeah. The breakfast chalupa. Mm-hmm. The other thing about the Romanian menu, which I don't know, maybe you've seen this at other Taco Bells, but I feel like I'd never seen it. It was a really like limited menu. And then it had kind of like a choose your own adventure thing. Where it was like, choose your item. It was like a box. Okay. Like, option one, do you want taco, burrito, a bowl, or something
else? Oh, it's like Chipotle.
Yeah, it was, much like that. And then it was like, and then choose your meat, and then choose your toppings. And that's how the Taco Bell menu was.
Oh.
And
it's like Subway, like,
yeah.
Chipotle, Taco Bell.
So I don't know, that was like, but I've never seen that. I don't think at an American Taco Bell, have you?
No.
I mean, I've seen lots of places who have that formula.
I feel like
I don't want that many choices.
I don't want that many choices. I was going to say, because it was like, I feel like at Taco Bell, like, other than the time recently when I tried the Power Bowl thing, I'm really not really going there to, like, be healthy. Whereas, like, if I go to Chipotle, I'm like, okay, well, like, maybe I don't get sour cream. God. Like, I feel like it's, like, my healthier, shitty Mexican food choice. But yeah, I don't want that many. I just want them to put. There's like a commercial, right? For what is it? Carl's Jr. or maybe it's even KFC, where they talk about like where you get to pick what you want in your like meal, and it's like, hey, do you want this like handmade bun biscuit sandwich with your choice of sides, or do you want whatever's coming out of the grande whatever machine? And they're like, clearly.
And you want what's out of the grande machine.
I do. I want what's out of the grande machine. I want whatever Taco Bell is, like, spouting out. I want to eat it.
Yeah. I agree.
It's, like, the same, like, four menu items. You can put them together in any way you want.
Yeah. Taco Bell has been, like, recently awarded, like, the healthiest fast food restaurant.
Yeah. There you go.
So,
And that says a lot.
I know. Did you know the Chipotle CEO... The Taco Bell CEO moved over to Chipotle.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so, because, you know, Chipotle's a disaster.
I know, but I keep eating there. There's one not very far from my house.
Which is why I won't eat there.
And I feel like, well, after they had the whole E. coli thing, like, the second they were like, okay, like, we had the meeting, it's fine. I was there, like, 3 days later. So
I feel like I've read about, like, and this is terrible because there are other places where I'm like, I don't know, or I'm going to live in ignorance. But the Chipotle, like, overall labor practices, there's, like, so much bullying and sexism and just really real bad stuff. Okay. And then I just feel like it all starts at the top, right? Mm-hmm. Trickle down. And so if the leadership at the top is not handling the bullying or the labor, whatever, then they're also not cleaning the food. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable eating at Chipotle. I feel like I'm going to get diarrhea.
I have never gotten diarrhea from Chipotle.
It's good to know.
Yeah.
But I just am not willing to risk it.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, that's why I will never eat at Quiznos again after my food poisoning experience with the broccoli cheese soup. Like, Quiznos is dead to me. And broccoli cheese soup, which is a, like, RIP again, sad shame, is also dead to me. Because one of my favorite things in life is this thing. It's from my hometown in Central Point, but this little bakery that does like a sourdough bread bowl.
Yeah.
And then it had broccoli cheese soup inside.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
It was like one of the best things. Gross.
Yeah, that's not my jam.
Oh, my God. So good. It was one of the best things ever. Like a
bread bowl is like, it's so like delicious. Soggy bread.
Oh my God, no, it's so yummy. And then you like eat the bowl. Oh my God, it's the best thing ever.
I know people like it, but like I'm not
I can't get it anymore. And then I tried it because, well, it comes with other soup choices, but it's not the same. Like I tried it with clam chowder. It wasn't the same because I want crackers with clam chowder. I don't want chunks of sourdough bread. And I just broccoli cheese soup. I can't even smell it.
No, because I thought about that in the fall. It was like I'd coached soccer all day, and it was pouring rain, and I was so just like chilled to the bone, and I just wasn't feeling, and I was out there for like 3 or 4 hours, wasn't feeling good, and my mom was insistent that we go to lunch afterwards, and I was like, I'm just not in the mood. And she was like, what if we just go real quick over to Fred Meyer? And I was like, fine.
Stay away from the soups.
I wasn't feeling very good already.
You don't know how often they stir them.
And then I went over and I got like broccoli cheese soup from like the Fred Meyer. Yeah, like from like the hot bar. And I remember thinking about you like,
yeah,
I know better right now. And I could like see your judgy face like, don't get the broccoli cheese soup. And then we're like sitting there eating and I was like, I don't know if it's the soup or me, but I don't feel good. And I just kind of cut it short. And I was like, I'm going home. And I came home and proceeded to like profusely throw up all of that soup.
Yep.
And I was like, it's the broccoli cheese soup.
Yeah.
And then felt great.
Yeah.
Then I was
well, it's the
fine.
Soup is so sketchy. Like soups at restaurants and like when people are, even if it's like
bacteria
not even
splash.
Like.
Splash.
Right. Even if it's like not like Quiznos or Fred Meyer, like any restaurant that I'm at, like. You don't know how, because if they forget to stir it for like even like a minute, like it sits in that nasty
or having worked for many restaurants, I feel like there was sometimes like 3 inches of soup left and we'd refrigerate it overnight, put it back on the burner and then like put fresh soup on top of it. And we're like, this podcast is like a PSA.
Yeah.
It's like, Watch out, people.
Watch out.
We're out here for your health.
I'm like, don't eat broccoli cheese soup, but Chipotle's okay, regardless of what you hear.
It's all anecdotal evidence.
It's okay. I've never gotten diarrhea or any type of illness from Chipotle, but I always get, because like I said, when I go to Chipotle, I try to be healthy, so I always get a bowl, and I always get the carne asada bowl.
Yeah.
And I don't get cheese or sour cream, and I get guac, and then they ask you, you know, it's okay if it's extra. I'm like, yeah. I just, like, want a card that says, like, I know it's extra. Yeah. I think they had that shirt for a while, and I was like, I can't wear that shirt.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I try. So Chipotle's good.
Have you ever had the Cheetos quesadilla?
No. I haven't even heard of this.
Me neither, but I was looking up discontinued items, and it said the Cheetos quesadilla, and it made it sound like it was relatively recent.
Cheetos is in, like, everything. There's, like, there's Cheetos fries at Burger King, and then I was saying earlier, recently I was at the movies, and they now have, like, Cheetos popcorn at the movies, which is, like, cheese-dusted popcorn that has actual, it's the crunchy version of the Cheetos, like, mixed in with it. So it's almost like popcorn Cheeto, like, trail mix without something sweet.
Yeah.
Because, like, you take a handful, and it's, like, you get, like, a handful of popcorn that's, like, a Cheetos dust on it, and then actual little Cheetos. It's, like, really good. Cause it's
sounds good.
Because it's kind of, then the popcorn's, like, kind of greasy, so it's, like, it's, like, the best, It was really good. But Cheetos is in everything. Oh, my gosh. They have Sweetos now. I saw them at the store today.
What the hell are Sweetos?
They're sweet Cheetos. They're like cinnamon swirl Cheetos, and they're kind of shaped like an ear.
For a second, I was like, this sounds disgusting, and now it sounds delicious. Like, I feel like I was going to get like some sort of sweet and sour
I almost
thing.
Bought some, but honestly, like, I felt I live kind of, I mean, my neighborhood is like, I guess what people would call slightly, like, judgy. But so I'm like standing there like looking at the display of like Sweetos, and like there was two people
Sweetos
that like were next to me, and they were like walking past, and they looked at the Sweetos like in disgust, and I was like, well, now I can't take a bag.
I gotta look this up.
I just saw them today, actually.
How do you spell it?
Like Cheetos, Sweetos? But like with sweet.
Oh yeah, I see Cheetos, Sweetos, low carb.
Oh, are they? I didn't notice that. I didn't get to look long enough because I was feeling judged.
Yeah, and you're gonna be able to go back and be like, it's not loading. Oh wait, here we go. Cheetos, Sweetos. Oh my god.
It looks like a little cinnamon roll.
No, I'm sorry. This is somebody who's trying to make them at home.
Oh, no, they're a thing. It goes
cream of tartar and cheddar cheese. No, thank you.
Go to the Albertsons in Lake Oswego, and you will see them.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that out.
They have them there, yeah. I honestly, like, I should have just got some. But again,
oh, okay, I see. Oh, no, but there's different flavors. Did you know there's also caramel puffs?
Ooh, no.
You could pick those up at Walmart. On Amazon, you could get them on Amazon, and then no one will judge you.
No one will judge me. That's Amazon cool. Is like
changed
life. I like
to order things. You could get a case of them for $35.
Oh, I feel like that's kind of how much is in a case? How many bags?
I don't know. It doesn't say. Oh, I'm sorry. It just says a pack of three is $35.
No.
Like, even if it's family size, that seems wrong.
Yeah, I feel like the bags, you know, Albertsons always has to, like, buy two or, like, two for five kind of a thing. I feel like they were on a special like that. Because they were, like, on an end cap. They, like, weren't in the regular chip aisle. Like, they were, like, on display when you, like, right next to the Easter candy. Like, when you walk in the door, like, boom, here they are.
Like a seasonal thing. Well, Ashley Rose on Amazon says, all in caps, these are to die for. Melt in your mouth, butter and cinnamon and sugar. Give these a try. You won't be sorry. You really cannot stop eating them. They are super addicting. Too bad they're a seasonal product. I wish they would keep them on the shelves all year round. Believe me, grab them up with like 9,000 exclamation points and like a sunglasses emoji. Like, if that's not a rave review, I don't know what is. So,
I guess, yeah, try give them a shot.
I think you're going to have to because I'm...
Oh, that's right.
I'm eating clean.
Save
I can't.
It, save
I
it just, for your cheap
meal. I just blew a whole week right there with my Taco Bell, so...
Yeah.
I'll have to wait. Okay, and then I have one other one. The Pop Rocks burrito or the Firecracker burrito?
You know how I love Pop Rocks.
I thought you would have had your finger on the pulse on this one.
No.
I got to describe this to you.
Gosh.
So, I think this was like was in August, and we somehow missed this.
Like candy? Pop Rocks? In a savory dish?
Firecracker burrito. A twist on the humble burrito comes filled with the standard combination of rice, cheese, ground beef, and red tortilla strips, with the option of adding a spicy chipotle sauce. The real surprise comes in the form of a 20-cent packet of spicy popping crystals that the bravest among us can sprinkle on their burritos while they eat to add an explosive fizzy texture to the meal.
Ooh, fizzy. I don't like that word with burrito.
Yeah, it sounds terrible. But
I would try that. I would try that in a heartbeat.
It says that the Firecracker burrito is not an official collaboration between Taco Bell and Pop Rocks, but that Taco Bell branded them the cayenne popping crystals.
Ooh.
So I don't know. That was probably only at like specific, you know how like sometimes they test market
like
it
only in like at the flagship store, which we went to and it's not that cool. They recommended a, tequila slushy, which I drank regrettably.
I think, you know, I might have actually tried one of those boozy slushies they had when we went to the flagship store, except we had already had those 2 foot long.
We became the whalebone people in Vegas, which I swore we would never be those people.
I know.
But we go every year for Halloween, and for some reason, we got whale bones. You got the pina colada thing that tasted like straight suntan lotion.
Yeah, it was like tanning oil. And I love tanning oil, but not drinking it.
I got a margarita. You didn't even drink all yours. I know, it was mine terrible. Down to the end. I got a margarita. It was, it was a fine margarita. It wasn't like, I don't want to get it again. But like, I just, that picture of us, which neither of us posted the whalebone picture. We posted all the other pictures, but neither of us posted the picture of us drinking out of the whalebone.
It was so gross. So by the time we hit Taco Bell, I was like, not in the mood. And we had gone to McDonald's and gotten
chicken nuggets before that, too. Remember, I was like, let's get chicken nuggets.
Basically, we hit everything bad ever in life.
So I wanted there to be more merch in the...
Yeah, there was nothing.
There was like 2 t-shirts and like a visor. And I wanted there to be more...
The flagship store was weak.
The cool thing, though, is that, like, you can sit, like, the outdoor seating, like, you can, like, sit on a little, like, bar and then look out on the Vegas Strip. So you can, like, watch all of the people while you, like, shovel Taco Bell into your face.
I feel more like people were walking by watching us shovel Taco Bell. I think it was the other way around.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, the flagship store was a little bit of a letdown. But I would totally try that. When you said Pop Rocks, I thought like sweet Pop Rocks. And then I thought about this thing that my brother and I used to do that we used to call Gusherito, where you take...
Ew, this already sounds awful.
I wish I could describe Lindsay's face. She like hated every shaded it from the moment I said it. But you take like a fruit roll-up.
Yeah.
And then you put... And you have your fruit roll-up spread out like a tortilla. And then you put gushers in the middle.
Sick.
And then you roll it up and you have like a fruit roll-up gusher burrito. Like if you added Pop Rocks to that, that's like another.
I'd rather
do that. Yeah.
Is this something you did in like 1996 or you did this like over Christmas break recently?
It's
a family tradition. A Powell family tradition.
We would do it. I mean, that's when it started, when we were like, you know, in sixth grade home alone. You know, well, he wasn't in sixth grade. I was in sixth grade. We were like, let's try this.
It was so good that you still do it.
We still do it. Yeah.
It sounds awful.
Why? It's delicious. It's like a... Do you like fruit roll-ups?
I love fruit roll-ups. I don't like gushers.
Gushers are kind of hard to find. Like, you have to go to, like, the certain, like... in Central Point, anyway.
I bet you could find them on Amazon.
Yeah.
At this point...
Everything is on Amazon. Everything. But how old is it? How old are the gushers?
Does it really matter?
Like, people that buy Crystal Pepsi from, like...
Oh, my God. Can you buy Crystal Pepsi on Amazon? Totally,
no, on, like, eBay, though.
Oh.
But I think it's, I don't know.
Would it really go bad?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it would.
I guess maybe
it's in a can.
It's in a can.
I don't know.
It's carbonated. It's...
It's not like it's like peas.
Ew.
You know what I mean? It's not like it's the apocalypse and you're worried about getting botulism. It's Pepsi.
Yeah, you're not gonna.
If anything, it'll just be flat, right?
I'm really, I agree. But I'm actually really surprised that you were so anti-Gusherito. Mm-hmm.
When I heard Gusherito, at first I imagined a Taco Bell burrito where somehow you were shoving as much sauce in it and then squeezing it. Oh, no. Like, that's where my face is coming from.
It's like
from.
A Gusher burrito.
Yeah.
And we just left the fruit roll-up name out of it. Mm-hmm. But Pop Rocks in that would be... we'll see. Thanksgiving 2018. My brother and I will try it out.
You just need a weird food blog, basically.
Says the girl who
just ate an entire pack of hot dogs and buns like 3 days ago in one sitting.
I did. Okay, because I'm like trying to... I've had this dream of doing like the Nathan's Hot Dog Challenge. Yeah. And I thought, well, maybe... I'm going to, like, step up and actually, like, really try. So the other night, I leisurely was like, I'll just see if I can like eat a pack of hot dogs and just kind of see how that goes. Like, I'm not going to like slam them. I'm not going to like dunk them in water and like do that. Like sitting in front. I was like watching like Drunk History, like slamming hot dogs.
So cool. You don't just need like a food blog. You need like a webcam because people will pay for this.
Like that girl that just puts her face on bread.
Have yeah, you seen exactly. There's so many things just, out like, there.
Puts her face on bread. Well, if you want to watch me slam hot dogs.
Yeah, we'll put it on Facebook Live.
Oh my God. So yeah, I leisurely ate hot dogs. So I got a pack of hot dogs and a pack of buns.
Yeah.
And I gave myself kind of like a 30-minute cap, right? Yeah. So which was, I mean, if you're going to do like the Nathan's Challenge, that's like...
Oh, yeah, because they do it in 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's nothing, right? So I just want to just kind of feel it out. So yeah, last... It was actually as gross. Mm-hmm. Sorry. It was after we had the Taco Bell fries.
You went and did that after the Taco Bell
I
fries?
I did. I swung by Fred Meyer on my way home. And whoa. Then, yeah. So I ate, but at Taco Bell, we only ate the fries. It wasn't like we had other things. So it was like I had like.
So you had a warm up with the fries.
I had like, you know, there's what, like 12 fries in there, 16 fries in there. So not very many fries, right? So then I like drove, you know, to the Fred Meyer, got a pack of hot dogs, pack of buns, Nathan hot dogs. Yeah. So there's only eight though. So it was like eight hot dogs.
Wait, so did you just eat them just normal? Like you would normally eat a hot dog. You didn't like do any water?
I didn't do any water. Nope. I just sat there in my living room and just said, hey, can you eat a pack of hot dogs in less than half an hour? Let's try this out. I also put ketchup on them, which I know like it would not be like a competition thing, but
yeah,
I, since
but
I was, it was just a leisurely, like, let's just like warm up, right?
Yeah,
like
you can't, give it a taste.
You don't like jump in and like run a marathon, right? Like you have to like train for it. So this was like step
this
one.
This is like
of
your
that.
5K, your 10K.
Yeah. So so in 25 minutes, I leisurely without any like fast paced shoving or feeling like I needed to be rushed, mm-hmm. I ate, eight hot dogs and eight hot dog buns.
So,
and I was full.
If you had
to, I could have eaten more. And I feel like now I need to, like, my next step will be like working on the timing.
Yeah, I was going to say, so regardless of how many more, just say for the eight hot dogs you ate in one sitting, mm-hmm. how much faster do you think you could have eaten them?
Quite a bit faster. Especially if
like
you're dunking.
Half as much time?
Yeah, I mean, I probably like taking like big bites and like dunking the bun in water because like the bun is what holds you up. Like the bun is like, and that's what they do in that competition.
Yeah,
they,
it's like
dunk
probably
the bun
gummy,
in
right?
Yeah, and it's like you just got to get, it's my thing is like, oh, I love the taste of hot dogs, but I'm just going to have to get past that because it's not about the taste. It's about how many can you shove in your face.
Well, and also you said after the $20 challenge, you're not in the mood for Mexican pizzas. So you don't want to do that to yourself with hot dogs.
That's why I'm pacing myself. So that's why I did a leisurely pack, and then we'll go.
So what's step two?
I think step two is I'm going to stick with a pack, but I'm going to go for speed and see what my speed is with one pack. And then the next step will be speed plus volume, but not going for like winner's volume, going for like maybe a few more than a pack. So maybe like a pack and a half or maybe even two packs, depending on how I do. And we'll see how that goes.
Wow. Do you think it would help if you had somebody competing next to you?
Not at this
shot of adrenaline.
Not at this point, but I think eventually down the road. Yes, I think I need to kind of like be dark and dirty and gross about it and do it in my home where no one sees while I get my routine down. And then, then, I think I would like
maybe a, like maybe you queue it up, like you put your earbuds in and listen to Eye of the Tiger as you do it.
No, it's totally going to be Taylor Swift. All the bad breakup songs.
Wait,
yeah.
But like, I mean, I feel like I've read so much about professional athletes and they have routines. They listen to the same song every time.
Yeah.
Or like they do, they have like, this is my training routine. When I compete, this is what I do. So you've got to like define what that is.
Very true. Yeah. I need to think about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need a playlist.
I need a playlist. Which is going to be mostly Taylor Swift and
you
Whitney Houston.
You need a muscle tee?
I need a muscle tee. My mom sent me, it was like really sad that like my mom sent this to me, but she saw it on like Instagram, you know, one of those like little like advertisements. And she was like, haha, this made me think of you at the holidays. And it's a tank that says, surprise, I'm drunk. It's like, thanks, mom. mom.
Oh my god.
So maybe that can be my competition shirt.
Yeah. Good lord.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to this hot dog journey that you're taking.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
There's so many.
I just want to watch.
Yeah, I need support, because there's also like you have to qualify to like even apply. So there's like qualifying food challenges that you have to do, and I've been looking at some of those.
Yeah.
I sent you one that I thought, yeah.
Oh, the Sailor's one?
The one where you eat a 72-ounce steak and some French fries.
Like, I feel like
you're such a steak person.
I am totally a steak like queen. If I'm gonna eat a food nonstop, it will be steak. But at this point in my life, I recently saw my naturopath, and she, you know, she always asks like 1,000 questions about things that are going on. She's like, "How's digestion?" And I was like, "I feel great." I was like, "I always feel great, though. I feel like that's the thing I never complain about. Like, I always feel good." And she was like, "You're such an outlier." And I was like, "Tell me more."
Yeah, I want to hear more about that.
And she goes, "Because you've eaten so clean most of your life," which is true. Like, even though, yeah, I'm going to have Taco Bell here and there. Like,
right.
I've eaten clean since I was born for the most part. Because my dad sold hot dogs, like a hot dog vendor, so I didn't want to eat that stuff.
I left your hot dog party. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That's the thing, is that hot dogs are not, like, that kind of food is not exciting to me because it was, like, so readily available. Anyway, and she was like, "Most people have treated their bodies like garbage, and this is the age, in your late 30s, when people really start to have intense stomach digestion issues."
Oh.
So I felt like I got like a really nice solid pat on the back. Like, finally, it's done right. But of course, I didn't tell her, like, "Oh yeah, and by the way, I have a Taco Bell podcast." You know, like, or
yeah.
So I feel like when I do dabble into like the Taco Bell we just ate, I kind of want to throw up right now, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
And I worry about like different level, but like my esthetician, like when I go in for like my monthly facial, she always makes comments about like, "Oh, like you must drink a lot of water," and you must, I drink a lot of water in the summertime, but as a teacher, I don't.
I just chugged it. I always brought a gallon and just chugged.
I can't. And like teaching upper grades, I think it's a little bit different. Like,
nope.
I can't leave the room.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
There was one time where, like, I said, "Oh my gosh, I'm in." I called the office. I was like, "I'm gonna pee my pants. Can someone come watch my room?" The secretary comes down. The kids were working independently. I was like, "They'll be fine. They're just doing this thing." I left, and then when I came back, she had these like bug eyes, and she looked at me and goes, like, literally the second you left the room, it was like something went off, and the kids were like, "Where's Miss Powell?"
This is how it goes. And then I remember coming back one time, and like, it was like a movie where they were all out of their seats, and like kids were like writing fart on the chalkboard, and this girl had a giant thing of glue and was like,
"It's like Kindergarten Cop when he's like, shut up."
Yeah, so it has nothing to do with first grade versus sixth grade.
God, I just can't leave the room.
Being willing to just be like, "You know what? It's my bladder, and I'm just gonna pee. And if I come back and it's like that, then I can come back and just give them the like, oh my gosh."
Yeah, you're gonna, yeah. Because I had to rein it in when I came back, but
my body is more important. Just going that way.
I think about that. But then I'm like, when does that catch up with me? Because I'm like,
like now, at my age, because when I gotta go, I gotta go.
No, but I mean like the skin thing where she's like, "Oh, like you must drink a lot of water."
Yeah, never.
And like you must, yeah. And I'm like, well, I mean, I eat pretty well during the week. Like, my lunches are healthy. Like, my breakfasts are healthy.
How many things?
I exercise nonstop.
Yes. But wait.
I eat a lot.
What kind of junk is in all those hot dogs?
It's going to be horrible. Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
So I think there's got to be like some sort of cleansing drink that you have beforehand or after or something, right?
Yeah.
There's probably things like that.
Totally.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I'll have to
like a prep.
It. Yeah.
Like a Gatorade for competitive eaters.
Ooh, I just like yellow Gatorade. What was your favorite flavor of Gatorade?
I hate Gatorade.
You hate Gatorade?
It's so gross.
But do you know what I miss? All Sport. Did you ever have All Sport?
I don't even know. Because I don't drink sports drinks.
I didn't drink sports drinks until I found All Sport. Because it was I was in middle school, and we had an All Sport, because I guess at Central Point, and like they couldn't do Gatorade. They had an All Sport. No, All Sport was pretty popular in the 90s. like an Allsport vending machine, and like the blue Allsport, which usually blue is like my least favorite of flavors. Like it's my least favorite Jolly Rancher, my least favorite Gatorade, my least favorite Powerade. It's like my least favorite. I don't like you blue know. Raspberry, but the blue Allsport was like delicious. And
that sounds so gross.
The like fruit punch Allsport and the lemon lime, they were all like Allsport was
like
good.
Kind of salty? Like all those drinks are kind of salty.
I don't think it was salty. No, I think it was more on the sweet side. But it was kind of it was like watery sweet, but like not as watery as Gatorade.
Oh.
Allsport, yeah. Like bring it back. It I was just good. Drink water. It was good. I know, I mean water, of course. It's better. But like if someone was like, hey, do you want an Allsport? I would not think twice. I would say yes.
So maybe you need to like look that up. Find some Allsport.
I don't think it's a thing anymore.
It's probably on Amazon with Crystal Pepsi.
While you keep talking, I'm going to Google that really quick.
And then, so you drink some Allsport while you...
I feel like Allsport would probably not... It's probably like 90% sugar.
Sugar.
Probably not.
Not the choice.
That's not my cleansing drink. Just going to like do a little cleanse. You know, they like talk to like athletes before like the event. Like someone, like
what kind of like...
If I get lucky enough to like make it to Nathan's and they're like, hey, what's your strategy? I'm like, I just drink an Allsport.
And like
I'm feeling pumped.
Suddenly you get a sponsorship and endorsement deal.
Listen you have to like, Whitney Houston.
Like
and
a
drink
hot dog
Allsport.
In one hand and an Allsport in the other.
And then I'm like, I work out every day at Orange Theory and then I get my like Orange Theory membership paid for. Like
yeah.
That would be
you're living in dreamland now. All right, I'm trying to see if I had any more. Bringing it back to Taco Bell. This is a Taco Bell podcast. I don't have a lot more trivia for you. I do know that Taco Bell is investing far less in drive-thru restaurants.
Oh, really?
When you like
I
drive-thru.
I do. We actually kind of got into it on the way down. No, there's no Allsport. Mm. It's gone. Not even on Amazon.
They're trying to make more of like the cantina or like where you go in and you have a glass of wine.
Oh, and we had that combo.
Like, I just... feel like Taco Bell, you don't need to do that. Like, let's keep it classic. I don't want to go in and have a
Taco
Bell wine.
Though, if it was a choice.
Would you want Taco Bell wine?
I drink all wine.
I
drink.
Yeah, well, you did drink Taco Bell tequila.
I drank Taco Bell tequila.
Which sounds like the worst thing ever.
And I like asked the girl for like, because I got so overwhelmed. Because like when you walk into the flagship store, you see like the back wall, like there's like the menu above, and then the back wall is just like, it's a wall. Because I think they're known for their like alcohol slushies. So the back wall is just a million slushy flavors and choices. Yeah. And I got so overwhelmed. So I just asked the girl, like, what do you recommend? And she recommended the nastiest thing ever. It was like blue raspberry and Coke and tequila. Because you get to pick two flavor choices and an alcohol choice.
My stomach is turning.
And I drank it. And then when I think about it, I'm like, no, I should have done cherry and Coke and vodka. But I didn't do
that.
Oh,
yeah, that would have made more sense.
I didn't do that. But I would drink Taco Bell wine. I mean, I'll drink like wine at the movies and wine, like all the places where there's wine.
But you don't want to go into Taco Bell. You don't want to hang in a Taco Bell. I want to hang in a Taco Bell. You don't want
to
hang
in a Taco Bell. Yeah, that's what. Yes, back to what we were saying. Yeah, on our way to Taco Bell this evening.
I want to go in. I want to leisurely look at the menu.
She wanted to order, and Thor and I were like, I don't like ordering Taco Bell face to face.
You guys like to do it in shame.
I like to do it in shame behind, and then I can look at the person for like the 2 seconds while I grab the bag from the drive-thru window. But like when I'm ordering, I don't want to look you in the eye and tell and list off what I'm
I
want to
interact so that when I hit that tell the bell survey at the end, I can feel satisfied about what I anyway. Well, 55-70% of Taco Bell revenues come straight from the drive thru, which so most of their revenues, and so for some reason that I don't know why they would want to. If it's working, why change it? But they want to focus way less on drive-thrus and more on like getting people to come in and like hang out.
I feel like maybe like wine shouldn't be their plug. I feel like maybe can they get like a nice tap list?
Oh yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, like a good like have like a couple IPAs and like.
but
sour and a lager, like be more of like, because I feel like when I, if I'm going to eat Taco Bell or like this evening. Like
but
I
how many times have you been to a Taco Bell where you're already drunk when already you walk drunk. In the door?
Already drunk, yeah.
So do they really need to serve more alcohol?
I mean, for me, I was already drunk when I got that tequila slushy. So.
Yeah. I'm just yeah, saying.
Yeah, no, I see. I see. But then, I guess, maybe... But see, again, I don't think it would ever be like, hey, guys, like, I'm feeling like I want an IPA. Let's go to Taco Bell.
Yeah, like...
And, like, that's when I want to go to Henry's and get, like, those gorgonzola cheese fries.
Yeah, because it's not really a cozy sit-down environment. But I don't know. Like, we've talked before about, like, the fancy Taco Bells that they have. Like,
yeah, some of them are nice.
Fireplace and a view or something. I don't know. I just don't. I have many questions, many reservations.
I want to, I guess, I want to experience it once and then make a decision. So
yeah.
they need to like come up with whatever, wherever they're going to do that. And then we need to go visit and then make a decision.
Yeah.
Like, would you come to this?
Because I feel like I am so upset that like I worked in Downey, California in August. And then when I got home, realized like a week later that like the original Taco Bell is in Downey, California. Like I was like steps away from the original one or something. I
Glen
don't know.
Bell.
Yeah. And I was like, how did I do that?
Taco Titan.
No. So.
I really want the original one though to like always have like the brown and yellow to like, you know, like the.
I think it does. Oh. Or something. I don't know. I feel like I it has that. Like a classic look. Like I feel like when I saw Bell. Pictures, it yeah. looks. I could be so wrong, but I feel like I looked up pictures and it had a classic look. Mm. Not like rundown.
Classic. Yeah. Yeah, like 90s. Well, I mean, I know Taco Bell was around like before 70s. The 90s, but.
Yeah.
When I think classic I Taco know. Bell, I think back to my Maybe youth, I'm wrong. Which is the 90s, but.
So, anyway.
Oh.
All right. Well, it's been almost an hour of this. This really riveting Taco Bell.
Welcome back.
Dialogue. So many things you've learned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring back Allsport. Who do we need to write to? Stuck on that. Chipotle's okay. Broccoli soup.
I'm just going to make like a fake. I'm just going to like Photoshop your face on like an old Allsport ad.
With a hot dog in one hand.
Power up.
All right.
I think that's it. I don't really have a plan for our next episode, but I'm sure
we
we'll
never
get
really
there.
Do. And then it just hits us. And then we're like, let's
just
do
a
it.
Taco Bell epiphany.
It'll do. Yeah. Okay. Do it. I'm going to try.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a Gusherito with Pop Rocks.
Oh,
not Taco
sick.
Bell related.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to make that happen. I'm going to bring one for Lindsay and make her eat it.
I feel like, we'll stream that Facebook Live, too. Between that and the hot dogs, no one will ever talk to us again.
We can teach people how to make them.
I will be in divorce court soon after that. It'll all be over.
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Find us on Facebook, the Taco Bells.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be better about posting.
Will we?
We'll try.
We'll try. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Right. Fire is insane. Don't try to act like you don't like my speech. Don't try to act like you don't like to eat. I'm searching for some cash because I'm barely getting by because I'm eating fucking tacos and getting hella high. That means tacos and